Blog Talk Radio. The cards are in line. Shall break every chain. The conquering lion shall break every chain. Give him the victory. Again and again, again and again, give him the victory. Oh, the conquering lion shall break every chain. The conquering lion.
Shalom. I'm trying to get Brother DeWall on with us. Just a second, everybody. Just one second. Right. Hey, Brother DeWall, you on with us?
Can you hear me?
Oh, yeah, I can hear you now.
Yeah, I could hear you talking, but you couldn't hear me.
Yeah, we were having some computer problems. I got it.
Okay. Well, Brother Drew, you there?
Yes, sir. Go ahead.
I picked this subject, words in the Bible that is mistranslated out of Hebrew. In studying esoteric knowledge, we have to go back and see what came from the east to the west. And how we do that is that we divide the earth into four hemispheres. That's how the earth is divided. Three of these hemispheres is separated by the great waters, what our ancestors call the great waters, from the western hemisphere. You live in the Western Hemisphere. And from the northern hemisphere, some subhumans have conquered all human beings on Earth under one word, G-O-D, God. He has conquered all the human beings on Earth because human beings did not believe in gods and goddess. And when we go back and go in a chronological order of what they had over there and brought over here to the east, to the west, they wrote in their books. If you go to the 10th chapter of Genesis, you will see where the generations Noah began. Noah had three sons, Ham, Shem, and Japheth. Japheth's people was in the northern hemisphere. Ham's people was in the southern hemisphere. Shem's people was in the eastern hemisphere. Now, these hemispheres have changed names in 2015 up until where you would be totally confused if you didn't do an in-depth study of history of what came from the east to the west. The Masons say, and we keep everything on a Masonic order, the Masons say, how you traveling from east to the west? Why are you traveling from the east to the west? God came from the east to the west, the Masons would tell you. This one word, in other words, in the Bible, has taken a total effect on the human beings that are on earth. In order for you to be a human being, you have to have melanin in your skin. Only two-thirds of the world has melanin in their skin. One-third of it, one-fourth of it, because it's broken to four parts, do not have melanin in their skin. And in 2015, we know who these peoples are. Call themselves by many different names. And we call them by many different names. But when we study the history that came from the east to the west, you have to study with a group of people that was in the southern hemisphere called the Yehudas. You now call the land of Ham, Africa. It went through many names, Kemet, Egypt, all kinds of names that done transferred from. But we start at the beginning so we won't get messed up, but we studied in a chronological order. Christianity is based upon Yehudaism. If we get this Bible, Christians use in the Western Hemisphere in the present-day time, it's called the 1881 Revised Version of the King James Bible. If you pick up the first, open the first page of the Bible, you will see the beginning of a lie, because it clearly tells you that that book was translated from the 1611 King James Bible. Well, the definition of translate means to copy exactly. If you get a 1611 Bible, you will find no J's in that Bible. The Bible that you will find a J in came at 1523, was called the Tyndale Bible. This Bible that William Shakespeare Tyndale wrote is read from left to right in a language called Ingle, which is Slavic and Teutonic, and it was the language of the aristocratic people of England at that day and period of time of when William Shakespeare wrote this book. When he wrote this book, could nobody in Angel Land, as it was called, not England, Angel Land, could speak Hebrew. And this is where you get a mistranslation of a whole lot of words. The present day Christian church of the Western Hemisphere is called Angelic Gospel Christian Episcopal Teaching, up under the High Church, the Low Church, and the Broad Church. This teaching here carries with it, it is the 27th breakaway from the original version of Christianity. When you say I'm a Christian, that means that Christianity was started with Rome, which is a Latin-speaking country. See, each nation of people have their own religion, their own signs and symbols to make up the language of the people. The first thing a nation gets is language, but first they have to have signs, symbols to produce a language, and the signs and symbols take on a number to produce a numbering system for the nation. The key to reading this 1881 King James Revised Version Tyndale Bible is the first 39 books of the Bible, which is Yehudaism. You call it Judaism. Was no J's in nobody's language to 1523. So we had to understand first, when did this J come in? Because the word Jesus Christ is translated out of the word Jesus. If we go into the 1611, it would be I-E-S-U-S, because in English there is no J's in the English, that Queen's language over in English, is no J's. Only in this language here, which is the language of the Anglo-Saxons, and they sued the Pope in 1881 to use the language in this Bible for their national language. This is how it got. But for 350 years, this Bible that the present-day religious people over here was called a forbidden Bible by the Roman Catholic Church. They did not allow this Bible to be out because they went into the ancient serpent lodge of Babylon and picked out the signs and symbols of that language. This is what makes it. In order for us to understand, we had to do an in-depth study of some people called Yehudas, and they named Jews. Now, when you get to this word Jew and Yehuda, you have two types of Jews. I use Jew. I hate that word Jew, just like my great-great-grandpa hated it, because he was a Yehuda. But there are two types of Yehudas. One is one that you never, ever hear about, and that's the Sephardic Jew. He is the Jew that didn't lose his pigmentation, because the Gnazar is the other one. Ashkenazah is the first son. Gomer is the first son of Japhet, and Ashkenazah is the first son of Gomer. So you have the teaching of a white Jew and not a black Yehuda. You don't have that teaching. The only way that you can pick that teaching up is that there's a language at the 119 Psalms in the Bible that your son and Brother Blue, I understand Brother Blue was going to call in. These children, I know for a fact, started speaking this language at a very, very early age when we was doing our traveling. I get so tired of people, Brother Drew. The reason I got this study is you ask the person who you believe in, they tell you God. When we use ethnology, you have to use ethnology in your study. The definition of God is a Germanic word, first of all. So we're dealing with the Germanic race of people when you say God. It's not, this is the subhuman that we're dealing with. This word God is name of a person, place, or thing. Then Archbishop Earship put the big G and the little G in it to get you all confused if you did try to study Hebrew about El, Elohim, and all of these. See, human beings whose mind is conquered by a subhuman, which the Sephardic Jew call a Goheen. That's what we named him, is a Goheen. That's if you talk to any Jew, he'll call this white person who is his brother a Goyim. Human being mind is conquered on 1, 2, and 3, person, place, and thing. Religion, the definition of religion is the belief and worship of a superhuman controlling power, especially a person, God, a God's poor, a God death. Now, this white boy that understands that a creator created first male and female, he called male and female God and Goddess. This white boy, as I call him, the albino man, a subhuman Neanderthal, whatever you want to call him, because I go in a chronological order explaining who he is and the name change he comes through. He didn't understand the teaching of the Yehudas who came over here, because these religions that the present-day Christians over here study comes out of his belief of the Mesmerite Jews that came into existence in the 6th century. The people that you call Greeks are not Greeks. They're the people of hell when you go study their history. The Ayyus, who was the Yehudas, named these people Greeks. That's where you get the word Greek from. And the Greek Jews, according to Alexander the Great, was the smartest people in the world. And these Greek Jews, Alexander the Great said something that's very unique. He said that for 2,000 years, these Jews, their school of thoughts, which is the mind, that's what a school of thought is, they mind, what they taught, would last for 2,000 years. Well, this is 2015, and we can see if we study the history that not only how they mind is in existence, but it has conquered everybody in the world upon the one word, God. If we wake up, Brother Drew, country where Hinduism is practiced, you will see people with purges on, a ceremony that may include many offerings to their gods, and the Hindus have, this is Shem people, have 330,000 different gods in the form of coconut, flowers, and apples. They'll give praises to it. A priest will apply a spot of red or yellow pigment, which is the tigla, to the forehead of the believer. Millions also flock each year to the river Ganges to be purified by its water. Now, the only people that can bathe and drink as they do it right now as we speak in the Ganga River, is a Hindu person that was born and raised over there with them jeans in it, because if you was to go over there and look at the Ganga River, which I have done, you will see floating bodies float right down past bathing and drinking this water, because the Hebrews burned their people, but most of them don't have enough wood and stuff, so all the dead bodies are there, and all you're going to see is vultures everywhere. Go check it out if you think I'm lying. In a Catholic country, You will see people praying to churches, praying in churches and cathedrals while holding a crucifix or a rosary, which these beads of the rosary are used for counting prayer offerings and devoted to Mary. It is not difficult to identify the nuns and priests distinguished in their black robes. In Protestant land, this is where we are, you will see chapels and churches. You know, Sunday morning, you see people put on their blessed clothes and sing hymns. And really, right now, it's the nightclubs. And you will hear sermons often with clergymen wearing black and black suits and clergy ties. And right now, they're doing the hoochie coochie in the church house and doing the dip and the drop and whatever this new dance that they say they got. I forgot what they call it. A person asked me the other day what they was doing. But if you go to any church house that's in Dallas, Texas, or any church, you'll hear the blues playing. I know I've been playing the blues for 50-something years, so you can't fool me. If you wake up in an Islamic country, which is the Muslim country, you hear a Muslim praying five times a day. You'll be hollering that. If you wake up in Buddha land, you will see monks in shofar, black and red robes, and a sign of pillars on them. So each nation of people have their own gods and their own worship. This word God, Allah, means God in ancient Arabic. So the key to when you dialoguing with these people is ask them what the name of your God is. And 1, 2, and 3, person, place, and thing, religion is based around person, place, or things, and based upon their holy God, their holy place, their holy book that makes a holy trinity that is based on a belief, not a fact, under the word pray, hope, faith, that makes a good believer out of a person who is a zip goddamn fool. The definition of common sense is a fact. So if you are a believer, you ain't got common sense, because a believer, the definition of believer is a person that believe in what an organization or a group of people have said, but it's not a fact. So that's the reason you have to go back and check. The Bible says renew your mind and go back and check out what has been given to you. Now, when we study Hebrew, you hear the Christian church hollering the Holy Ghost and the soul and the spirit and Lucifer, hell, heaven, devil, Satan, seven. They can't even say Shabbat. They say the seventh day. And another key word is virgin. There are 2,200 mistakes in translation that the Goheen couldn't translate. So this is why you have to study with the Jews to understand what has been given to you by your white daddy. I put it just like that. All Protestant churches, which everybody in the Western Hemisphere is, subscribe to three creeds: the Nicene Creed, the Apostolic Creed, and the Tertullian Creed, which is up under Catholicism and has been teaching it for centuries, such as the Holy Trinity, immortal souls, hellfire. This sect and denomination and creed don't agree with each other. Reformation in the 16th century, when we go back and look at it, of the churches of Christendom, have only steered people in many diverse fusion teaching, where you see religion. When you see religion, you see killing, male chauvinism, hatred, discrimination, racism, and they don't agree on neither one of the doctrines. This is why they got 450 different Christian denominations. When we look in the word spirit, the word spirit that was translated into what we call spirit came from a word called ruach. Ruach in Hebrew means breath. If you go into the Quran, it'll tell you ruach. See, the only word, the worst teaching in the world is that of Protestant Catholicism. And when we translate all the way back to Jesus Christus, we've done a study on that. This is where Christianity began. This goddamn lie of Jesus is Yahshua, he's a goddamn lie. You can't come telling me that shit now. Because for a fact, Yahshua means Yah's salvation. It ain't a name, for one thing. And this Jesus Christ that you saying is hippie on a stick, that you saying that is Yahshua, he ain't practicing Yehudaism. He's practicing Catholicism up under 450 different denominations and three different creeds. So everybody that's out there, go ask your preacher a question. If I go to a Methodist church, I believe in the Apostolic Creed. If I go to a Baptist church, I believe in the Nicene Creed. If I go to any other church other than that, I believe in the Trinilogian Creed, meaning the Holy Trinity. Ask the preacher, and I'm trying to find three of them, and I get them together. When I get them together, Brother Drew, they run like goddamn trying to get through the cord. I want to know, Brother Drew, and we got to ask this question, see, the only way you can bring awareness is you have to ask the question. Ask the preacher, the next preacher that anybody that's listening to me, ask them, which one of you MFs is lying on Jesus? Is it the Apostolic Creed, the Nicene Creed, or the Tertullian Creed? Because neither one of you agree upon it. And you have hoodwinked and cabotoed a black nation of people over here in the Western Hemisphere with your bullshit that you brought over here. The first gods that came over here was bought over here by the Vikings. Ain't nobody over here worships no damn gods. It was three races of people, nations of people over here, the Olmec, the Creek, and the Algonquin. The first Bible was Algonquin because the Algonquins, which is on the eastern coast, they completely assimilated and conquered and into the white race of people. That's the reason they ain't no more Algonquins. You can't find no Algonquins no more. The Mohawks was the last of the Mohawks. They made a movie of it. They was a nation of people called a Mohawk. And they see the kill off, but they assimilated into the Gohee. If you notice something, that May the 1st, 1776, the Anglo-Saxon changed his name to America. And the first American was John Hancock. The people that call themselves African in America, your ass was on the plantation, and the people that descendants that I'm come from, most of them was on the reservation, all but the Creek Nation. We never signed a peace treaty with the United States, so we still at war with their ass, Brother Drew. It's most of the people that's in the South Nation, because that's where you find the Creek Nation, what is known as the South part of the Western Hemisphere as we speak. This word ruach means breath. Now let's look at this word. The Bible says God created you and blew breath into your nostrils and you became a living soul. That ain't the way it happened. When you were born here on earth, these are facts. And the doctor or the midwife cut your umbilical cord from your mother, which you were hooked up on her oxygen and life supply. Somebody has to hit you across your black ass to jumpstart your two lungs so you start breathing. So tell me what God blows some breath into your nostrils. It ain't. Not now. As we speak. That's why Big Mama told me that all black babies should be born by a midwife. soul, when they open their eyes, the first thing that they see is a big black woman with a bunny and an apron tied around her that done delivered your black ass into her, her knocking you across your ass, busting you across your ass so you'll know who in charge. Male chauvinist is what this Protestant church teaches. If we go back into the history, you will see that the white boy first believed in God is. He didn't believe in no God. See, God is male. God is female. All life starts with the female. Every tribe of people over across the water and over here, we taught the original people, which was the human beings, we taught the female comes first. That's where all life begins, up under the 12 laws of nature. It's simply mathematics. I mean, you don't have to be no rocket scientist or a person that has a whole lot of knowledge to know this in this day and time. You come to power only when you come to a point. A point is unity. So the way that we have been taught Holy Ghost, let's look at that word, Brother Drew. We go into the dictionary and look up the word ghost. That's a spectrum. That's what the word ghost is. Look up that word spectrum. Now, how in the hell, I hear this deacon at the Mount Tabor all the time talking about you got to have the Holy Ghost before you can understand God's word. Well, the Holy Ghost is a spectrum, and I find it very amazing, Brother Drew, that you don't see it no more, but I saw it when I was a little boy. They had two ghosts, one named Casper, the friendly ghost, and one named Spooky, the devil. They called him Devil. He was blackface and had a derby hat on and a cigar in his mouth. And he depicted him as being the evil one. The white boy would be dealing with you on certain knowledge to the max. I can go back and look. The word seven is Shabbat. Shabbat is from sundown on Friday to sundown on Saturday. And we didn't have our days number as Monday through Saturday. It was 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 on the sixth day and the seventh day from sundown to sundown. That's Shabbat. And if you look this word in the Bible, you see it spelled correct, but everybody that's in Christendom says the seventh. And, you don't do that because that's Old Testament, old this. Yeah, you up under the New Testament. The word hell, ain't no such place as hell. The people of hell, which we can go over in Europe right now, and Hellport is the capital of the people of hell. These people still live over there in Hellport. The people of hell, they call themselves the people of hell. They don't call themselves Greeks. But very few people know this because you ain't went and studied the history of these people. But because we have this society, which have hoodwinked and caber-toed most all religions now. If we study religion and ask ourselves a question, what does religion have in common? It has the teaching of hell and devil and all this. All religions started at 4,000 B.C., and the oldest one was with Chim's people, was Hinduism. Then the next one was at 2,500 B.C., was called Yehudaism, which you call Judaism. And the reason that they had to go to Yehudaism is because all the Yehudas had started worshiping Hinduism, many gods, and eating wrong food. See, the key to life is your dietary laws. We know that now. It's what you eat. But these Canaanite people, as they're known throughout the Bible, the Hindu people, they eat what they call sacrifice foods from sacrifice to the God, where they eat forbidden foods. And Judaism was established out of that. Then you see the third religion, which is Zoroastrianism, which is a Persian religion, come into effect. And you see all of the customs and the creeds and the stuff that has come into pagan Christianity up under paganism of the Roman Catholic Church. When we go study the original religion of Christendom, you would see that it's the religion of Mithraism, which is a Mithra. If you go study who Mithra was, and you can do that now, you would see that that is an old Hindu god that is an Ashtar. Well, that's who Jesus Christ is. You had to go look this word up. The word Lucifer. You've been taught that Lucifer is the evil one, the devil. Lucifer is a Greek word that means the enlightened one. It ain't got nothing to do with no devils, no hell and all of this. Lucifer, which is the oldest Masonic order, is Luciferians. And then you see Luciferians, which is the enlightened one, and then you see Kabbalism come into existence, which is the practice of Ashkenazi Jews. Practices have took on and conquered the minds of people as we speak today. The only way that you can get your mind up to snuff and up to a level is that you got to cut this God concept loose. That's the only way that you can come out of the darkness that black people is in. And I don't see too many of us coming out because everybody believes in God. The mind has been programmed to believe in God. And it is very hard that when you talk to people, and I've talked to a lot of people, for them to understand the concept of God, because you've got God in every language. One of the worst things in the world to me, I'm going through words that pisses me off when somebody uses, is the Christians, the first thing is they'll tell you, oh, I've got a good heart. A heart is a pump that pumps blood. It's got an aorta. In the left bit, it got four chambers to it. How the hell you holler that you got a good heart, because this Goheed has taught you that a heart is a mind. See, everything got to go revert back to the mind. If you got a good mind of understanding of the tree of life, which is your dietary laws, you have a good mind. The mind is a school of thoughts. It ain't got nothing to do with the brain. I told you at the first beginning that if you was to wake up into certain countries, you would be, this is who you'd be worshiping. That mind is a school of thoughts. If we woke up in an Arabic country, we'd be saying, As-salamu alaykum. So you waking up in Protestant land, and you believe it in all of this confusion that's been brought over here. The mistranslation of words has created this. If we go back and study standard day as we know it today in Protestant land, you will see camouflaged paganism up under the word doctrine, meaning teaching. It is a Latin word relating to documents, written instructions, and doctrine of teachers. One of the things we do when we awake each day is check the time. Originally, the hours of daylight was measured using a sundial, and the shadows of the sun marked about 12 hours until it set. The mark hours on the sundial more quickly is the winter months. We only had 28 days
28 days. We had four what we call weeks of booze. See, my people, Grandpa would ask me, how many booze has you been here, boy? And I would have to tell him my age and mood, meaning that how many full moons have you been here? There's 12 full moons a year, meaning that each year represented the full moon. This is what the indigenous people, this is what the people that you call Indians. Grandpa said it wasn't no Indians, he was an Indian, because he didn't come from the Eastern Hemisphere. That's where the Indians come from. Christopher Columbus was lost. He brought his white ass over here. He's going to name us Indians. All of these words that we use, like Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, these are old ancient pagan ass white folks' gods. The key to knowing knowledge is get off of this white boy's calendar and go back to the original calendar. It would be no two.
Still not, Brother Walker?
Speak now, this is February the 6th, 2015. AD was then as 20,000, as a BC before Christ. History also, as we speak today. If I go in my history books, I'll hold my mouth and tell you the most important events that was going on the 6th day of February in 2015 BC. So tell me, how can you change times to solidify the hippie on the stick? And you got to understand that what these people have done to you and hoodwinked and caveman-toed you with this knowledge that they have given us, you have to bring yourself out of this deep sickness that we are in. You can't move forward believing in a God. Ask yourself a question. Religion is based upon praying, hoping, and having faith. That shit ain't going to get you nowhere. Nigga been singing, "We Shall Overcome," and lifting every voice for 145 years. And look what you got. You ain't got shit. You still begging white folks to treat your ass right. As we speak now, you begging white folks. Oh, white folks, please treat us niggas right. We been over here. We built the country. You done bought the messages over here, Gilly Lambert. Look what done come over here since 1964, Brother Drew. From 1970 to now, every nation of people is in America as we speak. We gonna take Dallas, Texas. Every nation of people in the world is in Dallas, Texas now. They have the synagogues, they cathedrals, they preachers, they priests, they religion. And every last one of these people that's over here have their own damn community. All but an African American. He ain't got no community no more. I remember when we did have communities, but after 1970 we integrated. We ain't got no more communities. I remember a whole lot of shit that we once had that we don't have anymore. So you have to ask yourself a question, what happened? What happened that in 1965, 69, you were 5% illiterate, integrated in 1970 because you wanted to be integrated. You begged for 100 years to be integrated with these white folks, and you didn't know that you was better off by being segregated, because the word integrate means to be complete. So if we look at the XY millennia generation of people, and all the generations of people that are XY millennial generation that has been born over here as we speak now, he has become a Chinese American, Vietnamese American, Taiwanese, or whatever nation you come from, you have been covered that America. Now we can go look on TV and see this generation of people born after 1960. Of each nation of people, how they done become white boys. BBC, last night out of Japan, they were giving the news, this Japanese boy, you wouldn't even know he was Japanese. He didn't even have an accent. And then you're getting people right now that you'd have been hoodwinked that you was an American, and that's the, I'm an African-American. Why the hell you become an African-American when Jesse Jackson is the one that said that he was African-American? Yeah, you was called colored people. We were called colored people. We weren't called no damn African-Americans. Once you became an African-American, you became a zip goddamn fool. And integrate, segregate means to keep apart. That's the definition of segregate. Integrate means to be consumed entirely with whatever you integrate into. And so we can see that our children and our grandchildren, because I'm a baby boomer, I'm 70 years old, you'd assimilate it. My grandbabies is white. Most of them is white. And you think white, and you even tell. I talked to a Hindu lady. I went to a restaurant, a Hindu restaurant, and me and me and her struck up a conversation, and she said, well, you know, you're right, Brother Dwyer, because Hinduism, Dwyer means, is the ancient language. She said, my grandbaby don't want to be called, or he won't even speak the language no more. So what you got? You got a child that's a Mexican that can't speak Mexican no more. You got a child that's a Vietnamese that can't speak Vietnamese no more. And he's an X, Y, and a lineage and Z generation of people. So you can see where teaching of this Anglo-Saxon, who changed his name to America, has conquered the mind of the people. And until you can understand that, you can't come out of the rut that you is, Brother Drew. There's no way possible that you can come out of the word. So if we would understand only what has been given to us, and they call people like us, the white folks call us atheists. We don't believe in God. You goddamn right. If that's the definition of atheists, don't believe in God, you damn right. I'm an atheist to the maximum degree of maximativity. She said, because when you say I believe in God, what God is you talking about? And where did this God come from? And it's a Germanic word. So the only people that believe in God, Germanic race of people, so you can see how the subhuman, who is a white boy, has conquered the mind of the whole goddamn world. It ain't just over here. Everybody want to be like the American. They bring their ass over here the first thing you want. And don't talk to an African. Don't talk to an African. I got an African, Brother Jude, that had a 4 doctor's degrees and graduated from the University of Canterbury, and I open up a can of whoop ass on him. I say, you Bantu speaking ass niggas come over here, you want to be white. And he looked at me, he had to agree. He said, you're right. I teach my children to be white. I don't teach them to be African, and especially not an African American. I made his ass break down to me. And I sit there with another friend of mine, and we sit there and listen to him tell us exactly for some shit I already know. You teach your child right now to be white. I know, goddammit, my mama taught me to be white. It's just that my daddy's teaching was more stronger than my mama's teaching. But my other 4 siblings, it's 5 of us, 2 of them is white as it's white can be. So it's in your family. All you have to do is look around, and you can see that this white boy's teaching, which is not the correct teaching and not your teaching, you're assimilated into it. To me, Brother Drew, it ain't no hope. And I say that because it's not the hope for the masses of people, because high in the hell, that if you've been put up under a way of a school of thought for 460 years right now, and for the last 40-something years before they integrated, you'd have been put up under this teaching, it's hard for you to get out of the teaching, because one thing that got your mind conquered is God. This word God. And The original people did not believe in gods. Only the Germanic race of people believe in God. Now, when we go back and trace the history of how did the Southern Hemisphere, right now, start believing in God, and when I ask myself, who was the first God over there, and you go back into Babylon, and we'll find that Nimrod started worshiping his father as a god, Cush, when he died, and he was a ruthless-ass dictator, that if you didn't bow down to his god, and their whole month they worshiped. Man, you can see that if you study the history of Babylon, the next one is Assyria, Syria, Persia, Greek, Rome, America. It's the same history, up under the double-haired eagle masons. In every major city, in every capital, has a building in it with double-haired eagles on it. Now, the one here in Dallas, Texas, is at 720 Harwood Street. And these people run your government, your city government, but they get their message from the big government. But all city government is ran by them, and niggas be hollering in Dallas, oh, we don't even gonna let North Dallas do this to our school system. Hell, you ain't got no choice. And in dealing with the school system, brother, I see where when you and I was young men, white folks, the aristocrats, so you know about the I talked on that a couple of weeks ago. The aristocrats send their children, used to be private schools abroad and in the United States. These was your top doctors, lawyers, physicians, people that's gonna rule the world, the nations of people here in America. Right now, what they got going on right now is, here in Dallas, they got the magnet schools and the charter schools. Every town is going to magnet school, charter school. Well, what they get ready for, Brother Drew? What that tell me and you? Let's use some common sense, which is a goddamn fact. The same system that's in China, as we speak, and China is the controlling power of the world, as we speak, or that's where Rothschild is. I can talk to my people like this. Your child will go to the eighth grade. And see, the charter schools start with the eighth graders. Have you noticed that? The charter, the magnet schools can start with the eighth graders. Right. And see, China let their children go to school for under a communist system for 8 years. If your child is not an excellent student, they take you and put you as a factory worker, a trade, on a pea farm. Well, I noticed that in America, they go into the magnet school, the charter school, but look at what they got. They get the elite of every nation of people because your charter school is highly integrated as we speak right now with every nation of people. So what they want to do is get the elite out of every nation of people, and these Negroes that dropped out of school, don't go to school, where's your ass going to be? You ain't going to be in the charter school, in the magnet school. Your ass is going to be on a pea farm. And when we get do away with money, because it won't be no damn debit anymore, up on the saviorism system, then what you going to do? You can see right now they're putting everything in line. They're making prostitution legal and marijuana legal in every state. Marijuana be legal. But it be controlled by the government. They'll take a casino in every town and have a casino and it with a brothel in it, just like in Nevada, like the Jews of Nevada put out there. The Nevada was run by the Jewish mafia. You go back and study the history of it. That's the only place you got open prostitution, you can go buy your piece, put it on your credit card, slide thing. Odom got caught out there with that stuff now, and we can see that they don't give a damn about what kind of drugs that you take because the basketball player, he took the drug. So they wide open. We ain't 10 years away from this shit, especially if the Hill. And another thing about Hillary, Hillary was supposed to be the president before Barack Obama was, but they put Barack, or they had to give a nigga a presidency before they give Obama. And I don't give a damn who's running against Donald Trump or anybody. Shit, the Electoral College is going to put her ass in there if she don't get enough votes for the out in the states. The Electoral College has the last say-so of who's going to be the president of the United States. And the president of the United States is only the chair spokesman for the Council of Foreign Relations. And Hillary Clinton has been the only chair spokesman for the Bilderbergs, which is the aristocratic Jews of America. See, the difference between the United States and America here for centuries. So you can see this system coming into being where we're going to be a cashless society, because something has to collapse before anything has to go forward, and we are a collapsing nation of people. And 96.97% of black children are illiterate. Where the hell you think your grandchild and your great-great-grandchild's ass going to be? Going to be over there in Grand Prairie here in Dallas, Texas, working on a pea farm like they do down there at Eastman, which is only 10 miles from Crockett.
And
Crockett got a state school in it, right.
Hey, you might want to get your phone number out in case brother on listening, trying to get your phone number. You've got about 3 minutes left.
Okay, my phone number is 469-226-5669. That's 469-226-5669. That's my phone number in case you want to get in contact with me. And Brother Blue is our prodigal son. Me and Cole call him. He comes and goes. We see him every 10 years. But he has a lot of knowledge because he knows the language. If we go back and study, Brother Drew, it's nothing. It ain't no argument no more. It ain't nothing but a fact. But given to us is what is yet to come. And we're too blind by being Democrats and Republicans. And Democrat is form of government. I heard a man today talking about Texas is going, Texas is the Republic of Texas. It ain't a Democratic. A Democratic form of government is found in Great Britain. It ain't found over here. In America, America is a Republican form of government that let Democrats live in the United States. But America is a republic. Now, with the wall between the states, and they let the Dixocrats, which is the Democrats, which is the lawyers, the Great Britain, stay their ass over here. And now they done got control over the Republicans. And the white boys have gone crazy over this with the Tea Party, and they get ready to fight. We probably have a damn civil war over here in America before anything goes, especially the outcome of this election. Because I'm predicting that any time that Texas is a Republican state, and ask yourself a question, Brother Drew, Texas is the 11th wealthiest nation in the world. It's number 11. We're doing business with China, about $8.9 billion worth of oil from the Hunts out there in Lubbock, Texas. We're doing business with Japan. We're doing business with Cuba. And last week, Greg Abbott was in Switzerland. And the woman on Robert Ashton show asked why was Greg Abbott in hell. He wants to know where to put the money, because if Texas secedes from the Union, and every year, Texas is a sovereign state, every union, they have to sign a peace treaty with them to be in it. Greg Abbott don't have to sign that son of a bitch coming around when Hillary, if Democratic Party, come into just then, Texas would be the capital of